A new national poll out today shows Hillary Clinton taking a strong lead against all of her Democratic rivals, more than 30 points ahead of her closest competitor, Barack Obama. Still, Obama has the power to draw thousands of voters to hear him speak, as he did last night on the Boston Common. He was introduced by his friend, the new governor of Massachusetts, Deval Patrick.
I believe we need a president who will level with the American people every time. I believe we need Barack Obama.
NPR's Linda Wertheimer is in Boston talking to Democrats about why Obama, with lots of support, big crowds, and strong fundraising, cannot keep up with Hillary Clinton.
Chris Harris was on the Boston Common. We spoke shortly after the Obama rally ended.
You know, I thought he was inspiring as usual, but I've heard the stump speech before, so it was kind of stale for me. But he did kind of lighten it up with a few jokes about, like, Red Sox Nation and being true to the fact that he's a White Sox fan.
Chris Harris is a young black professional who works in community development, exactly the sort of person who should be supporting Obama, and he is, but only two of a group of activists we met last night have made that decision. We spoke to two groups in Boston, all activists, organizers, Democrats, self-described idealists. One group, all black, one mostly white. We met one at our hotel right around the corner from the Obama rally. The other we talked to the night before at a candlepin bowling alley called the Milky Way in Jamaica Plain. Both groups like and admire Obama, but only a few are prepared to commit. Why not? This was Margo Anderson's answer last night. She's a Boston attorney.
I feel like he's a fresh new face. I feel like he's an amazing speaker, and just he's engaging. Well, I've only seen him on TV, but even there he's engaging. But substantively speaking, I haven't been able to figure out why he's different from Hillary. I don't feel like he said anything very different.
Early on, there was a clear difference. On the Iraq War, Clinton supported it, Obama did not. But our groups felt Clinton had moved past that, and both groups were surprised by the way Obama handled the debates. Dr. Gil Brover thought Clinton overpowered Obama.
She just knows how to grab the spotlight and make the focus on her. So I don't know how Barack Obama is supposed to respond to that. And I don't know if he can.
Mariama White Hammond runs a nonprofit youth organization. She thought the debates were where Obama's problems began.
I have to say, I watched a few of the like 8 million debates that there have been. I wasn't that impressed by his performance in the debates, and that I found particularly concerning because I think that of all things, I think he's quick on, or I had seen him as quick on his feet and well-spoken.
Most of the group of white voters felt Obama's campaign could still recover momentum. More attention to the media, Ed Beacon said. He's an assistant DA in Suffolk County. Maybe a splashy issue.
I mean, he's come out on immigration. Sounds pretty similar to Hillary's program. He's come out with the health care. Sounds pretty similar to Hillary's. He's got to come up with something that captures our imagination that we can point to.
But Obama's problems with our group of young black voters are more serious. Devin Horton is a graduate student in cell molecular biology. She wants to get beyond that stump speech.
When he came out, I mean, I bought the book, I've got the T-shirt, now I've got stickers, and I am like the quintessential idealist, but I really am losing it because, listen, ideas are great, but can I get some hardcore substance? I don't feel like hearing his ideas anymore because he doesn't have anything concrete behind. It's like fluff talk now.
Teron Dorsey is a public policy researcher specializing in healthcare.
People are starting to ask the question, what do we get besides the rock star? There is a question of what the new vision is that will be set.
And the last word goes to Karen Flanagan, a kindergarten teacher in the Boston Public Schools. She worries that if Obama changes what he's doing, it might change the things she admires, that he's inspiring, that he offers hope.
I wouldn't want him to undergo some kind of transformation to become something he's not if, you know, just to win the race. You know, there's a little bit of slow and steady wins the race.
The voters we met in Boston don't want to give up on Barack Obama and don't necessarily want to vote for Hillary Clinton. Although they will, they admire her experience, but they have trust issues. About Obama, one said, he has still got to sell me something. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Boston.
A recent poll found that about half of the country isn't paying much attention to the campaigns yet. Senior Washington editor Ron Elving writes about how the presidential race is out of sync with the country. You'll find that in his column at npr.org.